Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, travel alert for anyone that is coming close to the U.S. with regards to a U.S. airport. The shutdown continues in the States, and that is going to affect Canadians who are touching down in the U.S., whether that be a layover or you've got a U.S. vacation planned. They are starting to shut down routes, and the skies are starting to quiet, and that is creating airport chaos. Prince Harry has got some answering to do. He wore that L.A. Dodgers baseball hat to a game last week, and it kind of upset a few of us. I mean, your dad is supposed to be the king of Canada. What are you doing, man? Anyway, he has apologized. He's answered for it, and apparently there's an explanation. Goodbye, Farmer's Almanac. We're going to talk about that this morning. After 200 years, the Farmer's Almanac is going to be gone. It took 100 people to make their new Christmas commercial and 10,000 prompts. They used AI to make their Coca-Cola Christmas commercial, and we'll have it for you. It's impressive, but I thought AI was supposed to make our lives easier. Yesterday was the Tim Hortons hockey card trade night. I managed to catch the one on 18th Street in Brandon. What a fun event. It was packed in there, just slammed with kids and prizes and samples. And I learned last night that if you have a kid that plays hockey, you should name your kid Connor, because the hot hockey cards, the players' names are Connor. Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard, Connor Smith, Connor Wojcik, Connor Boychuk, Connor Puck Shooter. It's all Connor. So if your name's not Connor, you're not going to do well. Good time. These people take it seriously, these card collectors, and they're trading and they're, you know, showing what they got. And it was so much fun to visit with them. These kids are adorable. If you missed this one, it's okay, because there's another one. It's actually coming up again on Thursday, and they go 6 till 8 at the Tim Hortons on 18th Street and in Dauphin, too. So look at how packed it was, slammed. The next one is coming up on the 13th from 6 until 8. 18th Street in Brandon, spread the word, and in Dauphin, in case you missed the one last night, or maybe you were there and want to take in another one. They're a lot of fun. And it's a fun type of mayhem with our friends at Tim Hortons, home of the holiday smile cookie. It's going to be back for another season. So again, to get your pre-order in, please visit timhortonswestman.ca. Okay. Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. It was a fun night last night out with the Clarso Spa in the snow. They had the music going. You could have drinks out there. Your phone could be out there. They do that on Thursdays. They call it Thursday, and they'll be doing it again next week. It's $59, and it's kind of a party at the Clarso Spa. Keep that in mind. It's happening Thursdays through the month of November at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Don't forget that there is live music happening this weekend, once again, at the Buffalo Bar. And there is some painting with Shane happening next week. And something kind of cool and new. They've got speed dating. So if you're in the mood for love, I mean, the holidays are coming. Speed dating, jingle and mingle. Friday, November the 14th. That's 848-28. Oh, two. And finally, Kuiper's Family Bakery. With football on this weekend, you know the hot dogs and hamburgers are going to be going. We got Ryder fans in chat. Trev says, go BC. I don't know about that. He's just a disgruntled Bombers fan. But when you're having your hot dogs and your hamburgers, when you need your garlic toast to go with a steak that you're going to grill, and yes, you could be grilling this weekend. Barbecue season is far from done. Or maybe you need tarts or monster cookies, or you just want a great fresh loaf of bread to make some Texas toast. Of course, you know our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery have decades of tradition baked into every bite. Brandon knows them. Brandon loves them. They're Brandon's Bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Go and see them to load up for the weekend. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. If you are traveling in the U.S. or if you've got friends that are traveling in the United States, These are not good days. The U.S. shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history. And because air traffic controllers are not showing up to work, there are security personnel that aren't showing up to work, it is gumming up the airports. Waiting in a long line at the TSA is one thing. Having a mid-air collision at LAX, which almost happened last night, they came incredibly close to a mid-air collision at LAX. The air traffic controllers are tired. They haven't been paid in over a month. And so the FAA has said, okay, we are going to start grounding planes. Now, there is some good news here. Now, we told you that starting today, it'd be 10% of all flights. They've since kind of pulled that back a little bit, realizing it's going to create a ton of chaos. So they're going to start with a smaller number. I think around 4% of all U.S. flights will not go. They'll be canceled, but they are going to work their way up to 10%.
This morning, flight reductions at 40 major airports are beginning to take effect. The FAA has ordered airlines to reduce flights at so-called high-impact airports by 4% this morning. That will gradually increase to 10% of flights by next Friday. Airlines not following the rules will be hit with a $75,000 fine per flight over the limit.
This is going to be huge. So on a given day in the U.S., there might be 100 to 200 flights canceled. This is going to be 4,000. And mind you, it's not just canceled flights. Because of these canceled flights, there's going to be thousands more delays as well. And by the way, the 10% is just a starting point. They could ramp that up as more and more controllers call out.
The FAA says the air traffic reduction is needed for safety because of the shortage of air traffic controllers and TSA agents during the government shutdown. They're being forced to work without pay, and many are calling out sick. And while travelers are frustrated,
my sister and I both were planning on going there and flying to Raleigh and surprising our parents. So it was definitely, you know, disappointing.
There's still Canadians traveling. The numbers aren't as big. But this is certainly going to have an effect on Canadian air travel.
It's a standard Thursday at Canada's largest airport, but travelers are bracing for turbulence.
It's really unfortunate.
Transportation officials in the United States plan to slash air traffic by 10% at 40 major airports, including New York, Washington, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Reductions set to begin Friday. The Federal Aviation Administration and U.S. Transportation Department say traffic reduction is necessary to ease pressure on air traffic controllers and security screening agents who have been working without pay during the 36-day U.S. government shutdown.
If I was working, I sure as hell wouldn't want to be working without any pay.
This has worsened. Staff shortages caused widespread flight delays and long security lines at American airports. And since many Canadian travelers are bound for U.S. destinations, both passengers and carriers here are expected to feel the pinch.
They're not exempt from this reduction. They will be affected by it.
Experts warn even domestic flights could be impacted. For example, a flight from Toronto to Vancouver spends about half of its flight in U.S. airspace. Carriers could opt to fly through Canadian skies to avoid any disruptions, but that would add another hour to the length of that flight.
Whoa, we got to take the long way around. We got to take the long way. I don't understand that logic, though. I mean, if there's less air traffic in the air, why do we have to take the long way? Why can't we just cut across Wisconsin? Sunrise Credit Union has got a great deal on mortgages. Listen, if you're doing a mortgage renewal or you're looking to get into a home, you're not going to beat this. 3.89%. I didn't think we'd see three again. 3.89. Beat the winter chill with a hot 3.89% mortgage rate at Sunrise Credit Union. 19 area locations, sunrisecu.mb.ca. At Headley's Health Hut, reminder, Wednesday is Win Back Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of the month. That means when you go and buy stuff at Headley's Health Hut, you have a very good chance you're going to get that stuff for free because up to $500 in receipts, they refund back to customers. They do a draw of the folks who come into the store on Wednesday. They have all kinds of the showcase of new products, and it's always a little mini party going on there. Sometimes a big party. They just came through their anniversary party. It was a big one. $10,000 in prizes they gave away. But if you're looking for high protein foods, protein powders of the highest quality, if you're looking for gluten-free foods, food supplements, vitamins, anything regarding nutritional supplements and vitamins, they are the place to check out. You want mocktails, if you want sugar-free candies. I mean, the list is long of great items that they've got at Headley's Health Hut. So go pay them a visit and keep in mind that Win Back Wednesday, you can get your stuff for free. 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And just next door at Murray Chevrolet Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. They're going to make a donation to the Bear Clan, Helping Hands and Samaritanos when you get your oil changed. And we were just talking about how important it is to help support these organizations through these tough times. So, and you need to get your oil changed. So just pull up to the doors, 1500 Richmond Avenue. They'll give you a quick check over of your vehicle and a great place to get your winter tires put on too. And go see the great crew at Murray Certified Service Express. You'll find them at 1500 Richmond Avenue.
Dee, you'd like to say it all about wearing that L.A. Dodgers hat last week and getting it off
the L.A.
water.
Dodgers hat. Hatgate. Well, firstly, I would like to apologize to Canada for wearing it. Secondly, I was underdressed. There wasn't much choice. I was invited to the L.A. Dodgers box or the dugout by the owner himself, so I was doing what I thought was the polite thing to do. But I'm going to wear this from now on to make sure I don't make any more of those mistakes. But the other piece to this was, as you could probably relate, when you're missing a lot of hair on top and you're sitting under floodlights, you'll take any hat that's available. So game 5, game 6, game 7, I was Blue Jays throughout. Now that sure. I've admitted that, it's going to be really hard for me to return back to Los Angeles. But no, I'm very sorry to the Canadian public. Devastated that the Blue Jays lost, but go Jays.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. Do you believe that? What are your thoughts? Okay, you're the judge, jury, executioner. Should we give him? Should we forgive him? I think he's just trying to clean up his mess. I like how he tried to be humorous and self-deprecating, and how he's losing his hair. You know, I would have preferred this answer. I'm whipped. My wife would have cut me off from everything joyful in our Los Angeles home for the next 6 months had I not cheered for the team of which we live. Because then any man would have said, oh, we've been there. You will wear a tie to this wedding or you are, okay, all right. I will cut you off. Oh, no, I'll wear the tie. Okay, yes. Oh, and those pants that don't fit properly. Yes, because they look good on you. Okay, I'll wear them. You want me to wear them, I will. Just be honest. She whipped you into a way. You will wear this or I will not speak to you. Now, they're still young. That threat of, I will not speak to you for the next 6 months. If you've been married for 30 years, you're like, are you kidding around? Like, really? You're not going to speak? You mean it's going to be quiet? No, they're still in that hot and heavy part of the relationship. So she's threatening to cut him off. You'll wear this. Of course he's going to wear it. And then we all could have said, okay, we forgive you. But then he throws in Jays Forever bullshit.
Jays Forever. I'm a Jays fan now. And I can't return to Los Angeles.
It's Los Angeles. Say it right. What's wrong with you?
Los Angeles. My dad is the king of Canada.
No, he's not. We're taking his privileges away. This is infuriating. Okay, and the Sunseekers are, oh, come on. The Sunseekers are a little more forgiving. Give me a break. We needed all hands on deck. We needed every Canadian to close their eyes and wish for the win, to visualize the victory, holding the trophy, the parade in downtown Toronto, the CN Tower, red and white flag forever. We had to all pull together, and he was off, appeasing his movie star wife. Shame! Shame!
Where's my bell? Shame.
How do they do that on Game of Thrones? Shame. 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 Shame on you. You've got the bell of shame, Harry. The bell of shame. Be a man. Be a man. Don't let her dress you.
Farmer's Almanac? What will we do without the Farmer's Almanac?
After more than 200 years, staff with the Farmer's Almanac say the 2026 edition will be its last. The Lewiston-based publication is known worldwide for its folklore and seasonal outlooks. The almanac is filled with astronomy information, life hacks, and weather insight. Staff say they are thankful for the support over the years and are proud of the legacy they leave behind. They say the website will slowly be shutting down along with its post on social media.
We have relied on the Farmer's Almanac because in a world of misinformation and disinformation and garbage and crap on the social media, you know what? You could always rely on the dependable and accurate Farmer's Damn Almanac.
What do you think about?
Man, can I just show you one thing? So this is the Farmer's Almanac. Watch. Frozen and snowy around here, frigid and snowy across the Midwest. Here's a look at last year. Biting cold, snowy. Almost the same words.
What?
They're just finding a different adjective.
How dare you?
Chattering cold, plentiful snow. Same exact thing. They haven't changed it. Just say it. Here's again. Chilled average precipitation down in the south. Cold average precipitation. It is the same thing that they forecast last year.
I don't like your attitude. Who is this lady? Why are you making fun of my almanac? You know, how would we know if the entire winter is going to be not frigid and snowy or chilled or cool? I really don't like your attitude, Missy. Just more of the mainstream media spewing their catastrophized information to make us brainwashed. Where's my foil? I've been heavy on the sarcasm this week. I kind of like it. As the snow has arrived, you're thinking, hey, I'd love to have a hot tub. We have some sun seekers enjoying their hot tubs. Do you have one? Do you need one? If you do, if you're thinking of a hot tub, please see my friends at Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Beat the Christmas rush and relax in luxury this winter. Ask about 0% financing. 0% is like free money. For the same size as a cell phone payment, your whole family can enjoy a beautiful Jacuzzi hot tub through the winter. Not only that, they've got some great gift ideas, guys, as Christmas starts to roll around. Again, it is hot tubs and billiards, so they've got game room stuff in the store. Pool tables, cues, they've got balls, they've got all kinds of giftware items. Check it out. And, of course, a huge assortment of jacuzzi hot tubs and massage chairs at 2500 Park Avenue. Coming up Sunday, we're going to have another winner of our Tracy Bird contest. 90s country. I love 90s country. Tracy Bird is coming to Skydancer Casino a week tomorrow. We're going to be there for it. Come and join us. We already have one winner. We're going to announce our second of three winners this coming weekend, and we'll have our final contest next week to the lead up of the big Tracy Bird show. November 15th at Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. Of course, home of the beautiful water park, trampoline park, games and fun, restaurants, food, and it's not that far. It is so close, just 90 minutes south of Brandon. Visit SkydancerCasino.com and book your rooms. Take a look at the great accommodation, SkydancerCasino.com. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, Black Friday, has come early. And they have a seat sale on this weekend. So if you're looking for a couch, a love seat, a recliner, you can save an additional 20% off. Now, this starts today, runs through the weekend. Black Tag sofa sectionals, love seats, chairs, recliners, and sofa beds are all on sale in addition to the Black Friday sale. And don't forget about the holiday price guarantee. If you make a purchase in store or online between November 1st and December 31st and the price drops, they'll refund you the difference, including Black Friday and Boxing Day. Leons.ca and at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Coca-Cola used 100 people and 70,000 prompts to make their Christmas ad. They refused to tell the Wall Street Journal the price tag of the AI services, but they did admit that they employed over 100 people and refined more than 70,000 AI-generated videos for the commercial. Coca-Cola said in a statement, "We need to keep moving forward and pushing the envelope. The genie is out of the bottle, and we are not going to put it back in." Big Coca-Cola trucks driving through the snow, driving through the highways. All the animals paying attention to the Coke trucks. It's giving me more Christmas. Snowman is excited about Coke. Trees are lighting up. Oh, they lit up the whole street, along with the Coke trucks and palm trees. I love that part. Now the trucks have stopped and the animals gather around, including a big moose. Coke truck is lit up like a Christmas tree. Santa's in it. It's driven by Santa in a Coke truck. Oh, and there's a little disclaimer at the bottom that says this ad has been created by AI. You know what it reminds me of is movie making about 10 or 15 years ago. I think of Disney Pixar. You know, they're the ones that are going to be in trouble initially. Because this reminds me of like a Disney Pixar production. You can tell that it's AI. It's not, I don't think it's meant to be real. It's got that cross between animation and real life. I think we've seen a lot of movies done this way. Bless you, Mama says, I liked it. Thought it was cute. Mama Sunday says, I love it. I love those palm trees. I really think that it's Hollywood quality for like Disney Pixar. Now, Santa Claus, I want to have a look at again, because he is probably more realistic than most of the humans I've seen generated by AI. Yeah, that's pretty good. I am not going to lie. That is pretty damn good. A lot of the humans that you see in AI, it's kind of soulless. And maybe because it's Santa Claus, but no, that Santa looks really good. That's a pretty good looking AI Santa right there. He doesn't look like the Will Smith eating spaghetti, missing his mouth. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership, is at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Good morning to Andrew and the staff over at Murray's. And they want to say once again, thank you to everybody who came by the BU nursing test drive. I was told that there was about 50 or so folks that dropped by the dealership to take an EV for a test drive and some other vehicles as well. And you don't need a special event to pop by Murray's. They would love to see you. The coffee's always on and they can answer any questions you have with regards to an EV purchase or just taking one for a rip, even in the snow like today. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops. They've got steak on sale this week. T-bones, $14.99 a pound. I love the meats at my co-op. They have got homegrown vegetables, Western Canada veggies. That was our Taste of Tuesday today. Look for the co-op label in the produce department, and those vegetables grown right here in Western Canada. But Tyler, there's snow on the ground. They've got greenhouses now, hydroponic plants. They have got, and there is more and more every few months as we continue to chart a new course with food production and homegrown fruit and vegetables right here in Western Canada. So check that out at your local co-ops of Westman. Again, next time you're in the produce aisle, look for the co-op label at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too. And EPLA office, we're into the final day of collecting things for the food bank, for the Westman Women's Shelter, and the YWCA. Now, EPLA office recently celebrated their 5th anniversary, and to celebrate, they are collecting shampoos, deodorants, toothbrushes, toothpaste. They're also collecting money for Helping Hands Food Bank, and they've got prizes for folks who are able to stop by, see the recent renovations that they did, make your donation to the YWCA, the Westman Women's Resource Center, or the food bank, and you'll be entered to win one of these amazing gift baskets. But today is the final day till 4:30 this afternoon. And again, that is at EPLA office in Brandon on 18th Street across from the RBC. Curious to know the 7 nighttime foods that'll help us burn fat while we sleep over 50. Any guesses as to what some of these foods might be? Is there any hot peppers in there? Because I shouldn't be eating before bed. Heartburn. Number 1 of 7, cinnamon and cardamom tea. It helps balance blood sugar, calm the nervous system, and promote relaxation before bed. I don't know what cardamom is, so off to Headley's I go. See, this is how this works now. I love my sponsors. And you get someone like Headley's, and it's like, what is cardamom? They've probably got it there. So cinnamon and cardamom tea. Although, doesn't tea have a little bit of caffeine? I can't do caffeine before bed. Anyway, hard-boiled eggs. If you're looking for a snack before bed, eggs are truly one of nature's superfoods, an ideal evening snack. A hard-boiled egg provides slow-digesting protein to keep metabolism steady
and reduce overnight muscle breakdown, according to the experts. I love eggs. Thank God they're a superfood, especially pickled eggs. Who doesn't like pickled eggs? Although they're bad for heartburn before bed. I know. But it's funny how eggs were like the breakfast food. Eggs are the nighttime food. Derek says chicken wings too, except, yeah, buffalo before bed, the heartburn. Always about the heartburn. I know they've got this at Headley's, dandelion and chicory tea before bed, a herbal drink that encourages weight loss. And it supports liver health. Actually, I drink dandelion tea once a week. I don't know if it does anything. It's got a different taste to it, but they say for liver health, and I like my liquor and I like my cheese, and I don't eat it all that well. So I don't know. I give it a whirl, and I feel a little bit better. Maybe it's mind over matter. I don't know. Bitter melon. I don't know what this is. I've never seen this in the store. Bitter melon tea is another evening drink which can help support metabolism and fat burning. Derek says he farted looking at this picture. Well, send us the audio. Hold your phone up to your... Come on. We'd all like to hear. I don't believe you. Apple cider vinegar, 5 of 7. Mixed with warm water is an ideal drink to enjoy before bed. It helps balance pH, support digestion, and curb blood sugar spikes. It does give me a little bit of heartburn. But you know what? I love cooking with apple cider vinegar. If you're making a soup, a stew, it is the key ingredient in my Texas baked beans. It gives it zip, zip. You don't put too much, just enough that you get people going, what's in that? What's in that soup, that stew? It's got a bit of a kick to it. I'm also using a lot more of Cindy's Maggie sauce. I like that Maggie sauce. Thanks for putting me onto that, Cindy. That's good stuff. Cindy says, I've never had heartburn ever. When I turned 50, it's when it kicked in. So when you turn 50, Cindy, you're going to have to watch out for that. And plus, you know, I drank black coffee. I eat jalapenos, habaneros, and I have most of my life. It's just catching up with me, I think. That's all. Sauerkraut before bed. Ooh, there you go, Derek. That'll get you. Oh, and you can play a little game I like to call the Dutch oven. So when your significant other climbs into bed with you and you've had a little bit of this sauerkraut before bed, and then you pull the sheets over her head, she loves it. She will tell you how much she loves you and how she. So try it. Try tonight. And hey, it's an equal opportunity game, ladies. So if you're going to have some sauerkraut before bed, you too can play this amazing game. And, you know, Zumba Bernice could have a big jar of sauerkraut before bed. And then Mr. Bernice climbs in and she can play the Dutch oven game too. Pulling the comforter over Mr. Bernice's head as his lips turn blue and he gasps for air.
Can we play a little game?
The Dutch oven game.
Why is it so hot under these covers?
And finally, cayenne pepper. Oh, why does everything appear to give me heartburn? A little bit of heat can do wonders for your metabolism. Well, I've lived off heat and it hasn't cured my fat arse. So I think you're lying to me. You're lying. However, I love hot stuff. A dash of cayenne pepper or bitter herbal spritz can mildly raise body temperature, giving metabolism a subtle nighttime boost, say the experts. So your 7 foods are cayenne pepper, sauerkraut, apple cider vinegar, bitter melon, dandelion and chicory tea, eggs, and cinnamon and cardamom tea. I think what you need before bed is a big, sloppy sauerkraut and hard-boiled egg sandwich. If you want serious lovemaking to occur when you appear at bedtime, that's what you want to have. That is, throw some oysters. Follow that up with some oysters for good measure. And then if the trailer's rocking, don't come knocking, if you know what I mean. Hard-boiled eggs and sauerkraut? Ooh, ching. Thanks for a great week, Sunseekers. You have a great weekend. Be safe, have fun, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.